received from Jesus Christ.
以弗所书话俾我哋听，我哋承受咁大嘅救恩。
And God works so hard to accomplish that.
神真系好好努力咁样工作嚟到使我哋成全嘅。
Addressing to the Gentile and Jewish believers in church in Ephesus.
喺以弗所嘅信徒，佢咁谂下。
Apostle Paul reminds the Gentile believers, remember how you were once Gentiles.
咁保罗同呢啲外邦人嘅信徒讲话，你记住你以前外邦人。
Without Messiah,
冇咗呢个耶稣基督。
Without God,
冇咗上帝。
Without hope,
冇咗呢个信。
Without covenant between God,
冇咗呢个约同神嘅约。
Without forgiveness of sins, without grace.
如果冇咗神赦免罪同埋冇咗呢个恩典。
And yet it is through the blood of Jesus Christ who have reconciled you.
藉着耶稣基督嘅血将我哋系赎罪过嚟。
And because of Jesus' death instead of us die, him dying,
我哋本来要死嘅，但系而家耶稣基督为我哋死。
You have been given freedom. You have been given forgiveness of sins.
你哋对罪而家有自由，亦都系被赦免嘅。
And because of his resurrection and life,
因为佢嘅复活同埋佢生命
，you have been given a new life, a new privilege that you never have experienced before.
你就有一个新嘅生命你以前冇嘅。
Because of his obedience on the cross, Jesus has been given the authority to give right standing to you before God.
因为佢顺服父神，叫我哋嘅罪系得赦免嘅。
And with that right standing with God came all the blessings that came with people of the covenant.
因为我哋而家神面前系一个有一个义人，所以我哋成就咗一切约里边所应许嘅。
In the past, the way the temple in Jerusalem was structured, Gentiles could not approach God, as the Jewish men were able to approach God. They were able to get to the Holy of Holies closer than the Gentiles did.
以前喺旧约里边，神嘅殿，外邦人系唔可以行得太近嘅，冇犹太人行得咁近嘅。
But Apostle Paul reminds the Gentile believer, because of the work of Jesus Christ, now you could approach God with freedom and confidence.
保罗再一次提醒我哋外邦人嘅信徒，而家因为耶稣基督，我哋可以接近神去圣殿里边。
And not only that, now you can call Messiah your Savior.
唔止系咁样，你就可以叫尼赛亚系我哋嘅救主。
And not only that, you could call him, we could call God the Father because He has adopted you into His family.
唔单止咁样，你可以叫上帝系父神，你喺个父神家里边。
And because the Gentile believers are adopted into God's family, now all the things that belong to God, all the inheritance belongs to the Gentile believers as well.
因为外邦人而家入咗神嘅家，咁神家里边所有嘢，我哋都可以承受。
And so Apostle Paul, he reveals this wisdom of God, this marvelous work of God to the, his audience in the, you know, Ephesus church.
在以弗所书里面，保罗就再一次提醒神奇妙的作为。
And after describing that, he describes this great, great work that we tend to overlook whenever we read the book of Ephesians.
保罗再一次讲一个很有深度的话语，我们通常都没什么留意的。
Not only did God save us and forgave us and also given us all these privileges as sons and daughters.
不单止神是给我这个新的生命承受了一切，还有其他的东西。
But Apostle Paul reminds us this amazing work he has accomplished through his church.
保罗告诉我们他这个奇妙的作为 在教会里面。
By establishing church, he brought two groups, Jews and Gentiles.
在教会里面他将犹太人和外邦人摆在一起。
Groups that you never would ever imagine coming together in one setting and worshiping God together.
真係好難想像猶太人同外邦人可以一齊喺一齊敬拜嘅。
God worked hard to bring these two groups who are hostile to each other together as one body.
神好努力嘅將呢兩堆人擺埋一齊，因為以前佢哋係兩方面都憎恨。
It's sort of like a man and woman coming together before, despite all the differences and fights, them coming together in unison, one body, one flesh, one heart, one spirit.
好似即係神將一個一男一女變成兩夫妻，係成二人成為一體，有一個信。
Let me describe to you what was happening before God established His church and these two groups came together.
在这个神创立教会将这个两堆人两类人摆在一起之前，
more than the hostility that exists, well, more in the past, but less so in the present, but between the nations in the Pacific and Japan.
好像就是两个人的仇恨，就好像在亚洲日本人和东南亚的人一样。
Because of the harsh treatment and colonialism.
因为日本人在大战嗰时对其他东南亚啲人嘅嗰个对待。
More than the hostility that existed between Nazis and the Jewish people.
呢个仇恨仲多过纳粹党同埋犹太人嗰个仇恨。
Because this hostility between Jews and Gentiles was so deep rooted and went back hundreds and thousands of years.
这个仇恨其实是几千年累积下来的。
In fact, it was so bad that Jewish people actually did not travel through the town of Gentiles. They actually went around it.
这个仇恨这么大，犹太人有时在外邦人的城市里面他不会经过的，他不会走进去的。
And not only that, during Jesus' day, it is through Gentiles, the Romans, who conquered Jewish people, and they gave really bad treatment toward Jewish people.
在耶稣的时代，罗马人统治是一个外邦人统治，对犹太人都是不好的。
So imagine all the differences that they had, the animosity, the hatred, the hostility.
你想想他们的仇恨，他们彼此的不喜欢。
And yet, Apostle Paul said, it is through the work of Jesus Christ, because of His mercy and grace, these two groups that we never could imagine coming together came together.
因为耶稣基督嗰个爱同埋佢嘅恩典，呢两类人可以走埋一齐。
Not only that, in the early church, something happened that people have never thought would have been possible.
唔单止咁样，喺早期嘅教会有啲唔可能嘅发生嘅事发生咗。
Right now, we have something called gender equality.
有而家我哋有有叫做性叫做性平等。
But in the old Greco-Roman world, men and women being together, it wasn't something that they would imagine happening.
喺罗马时代一样嘅男同女如果喺埋一齐，其实都唔系咁咁正常嘅。
And not only that, nowadays we value children, we value the young ones, but back then, not so much.
唔单止咁，而家我哋就对细路仔真系好宠爱，但系嗰阵时系唔系嘅。
So seeing a young person sitting at a meal with the older person, it was kind of unimaginable.
一个细路仔同啲大人坐喺一齐食嘢，喺嗰个时候系唔可以想象嘅。
And different races coming together. I mean, you know, Silicon Valley is a melting pot of cultures, but back then, you know, there wasn't much of that either.
不同的种族的人走在一起，当时也是不寻常的。
And so you see, in the church, oh, there was another barrier, and that is between slaves and the patrons. Slaves and wealthy people.
哦，还有一样就是奴隶同埋主人之间亦都好大分别。
Wealthy people, they did not associate with slaves or poor.
有钱嘅人同穷人同埋奴隶佢哋系唔中意走埋一齐嘅。
And yet something marvelous happened in the church that God has established.
但系咧，奇妙嘅事就喺 神创立的教会里面发生。
Under the lordship of Jesus Christ, these different people.
主耶稣基督是主这一啊啲唔同嘅种族嘅人。
Different age, different generation, different race, different religious background.
唔同嘅宗教背景，唔同嘅年龄都走埋一齐。
Different religion and socio-economic background.
唔同宗教背景，亦都系唔同嘅社会嘅背景。
All of these people came together as one.
所有嘅人都走埋一齐，成为一个群体。
I want you to really think about this because I want us to really appreciate the work that God has done and has to go through, all the troubles he had to go through to bring all these people together into one church, into one body.
我要你用你的想像来想一想，其实真的不容易的，将这些神真的做了很大的工作，将这些不同的人都放在一起。
It was such a marvelous and revolutionary work.
这个真的是一个奇妙的一个很大的作为。
Likewise, I want us to look around us and see all the different people.
我都想你看看你隔离左右不同的人。
And I want to tell you, without church, I don't think we would have had privilege of knowing people around us in this church. I don't think we would have that privilege.
没了这个教会，我想我们都不会认识我们周围的人。
I mean, we wouldn't, you know, see each other at Ranch 99, total strangers, and say, hi, you know, I want to get to know you, I want to be your friend. And I want to meet you, you know, at least once, twice, three, four times a week, more than my relatives.
你想想这些这样的人在你旁边的人，有时你真的跟他聊天，你好啊，又成，但有时真的一个礼拜见三四次，多过你跟其他亲戚见面的时间。
And share life together and grow together.
生命是连结一起，亦都是成长一起的成长。
You will never see that happen, but this church is a testimony of great work that God has done, bringing people of different background.
这个是其实本来是一个不可能的事，但是上帝就将我们摆在一起。
Different personalities that clash usually.
不同的性格摆在一起。
Different value systems, generations, genders.
不同的价值观，性别有分。
Socioeconomic background, everything. Education background, whatever it may be.
我们的教育背景，我们的社会背景都有点不同的。
Us coming together as one body under the lordship of Jesus Christ and worshiping together is a testimony of great, great work that God has done.
我们走在一起来到敬拜神，真是一个神所创造的一个奇迹。
And so, as we're reminded of this great work that Jesus and God has done and the Holy Spirit has done,
我们真是被提醒，再次提醒这个耶稣基督所做和圣灵所做奇妙的事。
Reconciling us to God and reconciling us to each other and creating this one community.
我们同神和好，我们彼此和好，成为一个群体。
All the hard work that God has to go through to make this possible.
这些都是神所做的工作，其实不容易。
Just like the father in the video telling his future son-in-law, I worked so hard. Me and God, we worked so hard to get my daughter ready to be your wife.
好像刚才我们看的视频，讲到那个岳父对这个女婿说，神和我都曾经很努力的工作。
We're reminded of all this great work that God has done in our midst.
亦都系提醒我哋上帝所做嘅一切嘅事情。
And I want to remember this great phrase that he said, "Don't screw it up."
佢同佢讲：喂，你唔好搞乱档啊！
And so, after reminding in Book of Ephesians all the great work that God has done, Apostle Paul basically he says, "Don't screw it up."
在以弗所书保罗讲到，哇！上帝所做一切嘅辛苦嘅嘢，你哋唔好搞乱咗佢。
Because God has worked so hard to establish His church, I want you to maintain the unity of peace, unity of love, and reconciliation.
神其实做咗好辛苦嘅工作，你哋唔好搞乱咗，要维持呢个和平，要维持呢个和好嘅关系。
And so, Apostle Paul, after reminding the Ephesus church all the great work and, you know, reminding him to maintain unity and peace and love together, he tells in Ephesians 4:22.
咁保罗喺度再提醒神所做嘅，叫我哋有和平同埋有喜乐。佢再一次讲到一句话。
You are taught with regard to your former way of life to put off your old self, which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, but to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and to put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
So Ephesians 4:22. Okay, 就要脱去你们从前行为上嘅旧人。这旧人是因私欲的迷惑渐渐变坏的。
Wow, so much shorter than English. Okay, so after giving this exhortation, Paul tells us how we should put off falsehood and speak truthfully.
保罗再提醒我们，我们要真是讲真诚实的话。
Basically, not to hold anger and not to hold grudges.
不要对人有什么嬲怒。
Not to steal but from others, but work hard and bless others.
亦都唔可以偷嘢，亦都系勤力嘅工作去祝福人。
And after saying these things, he finally comes to the passage we're about to read.
咁讲咗咁多嘢之后，佢亦都系讲到以弗所书四章廿九节一句话。
So let us read together from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, on the screen.
我哋一齐嚟读呢个以弗所书四章廿九节。OK, 一二。污脏的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的话，叫听见的人得益处。
And in English, do not let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Amen.
Amen.
In the church, Jesus wants us to remove any unwholesome talk.
在教会里面，耶稣基督叫我们不要讲污秽的话。
This word unwholesome talk, literally it means rotten talk.
这个污脏的话是一个很肮脏的言语。
The same word is used in book of Matthew to refer to rotten fruit or rotten meat.
在马太福音就是讲这些东西是坏了的食物。
And so Apostle Paul, because of this great work that God has done to establish his church, maintain the unity of love, the peace. In order for you to do that, don't let any rotten talk come out of your mouth.
保罗就说神已经在这里这么辛苦做到有合一，有和平喜乐。叫我哋真系一句污秽嘅话语都唔好讲。
I don't even have to explain to you what these words are.
我都唔会解释呢啲系咩嘅话语。
It's just that unfortunately, because growing up, many of us, instead of hearing life-giving words.
但是很不幸的，当我们在长大的过程里面，除了听一些生命的话，赐生命的话语之外，
We heard more of life-taking words.
我们听的很多是拆毁生命的话语。
Comparisons.
有比较的。
Words that put down the other person.
有时候就贬低人的话语。
Words that hurt so much that it reaches your inmost being, your emotions.
有时有啲伤害话语真系刺心嘅。
Gossips.
有讲闲话嘅。
Just hurtful words.
一啲好伤痛嘅话语。
And unfortunately, something is very unfortunate is that as recipients of hearing those words and growing up and living.
好不幸嘅，当我哋收到呢啲刺伤我哋嘅话语嘅时候
，even though we didn't like hearing those words，
虽然我哋唔中意听到呢啲话语
，even though we have experienced great pain，
虽然我哋经过好大嘅伤害
，because that's all we knew，
呢啲就系我哋所经历嘅
we see ourselves doing the same to others as well.
有时我哋就同样做同样嘅嘢对待他人。
But Apostle Paul today in Ephesians says,
但保罗喺以弗所书讲，
as redeemed people of God, whom God has given grace and privilege.
我哋呢啲被赎嘅人，我哋有呢、这个、啊、有呢、这个、啊、责任。
You are to put off your old self.
你要脱去旧人。
Which is being corrupted by its deceitful desires, but to be made new in the attitude of your mind.
但是这个旧人的私欲的迷惑渐渐的败坏了。
And created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
我们因为是神的形象所做的，我们有公义的。
Yes, we've been hurt. Yes, we grew up hearing those words. Yes, we are surrounded by people who said those negative words to us.
当然我们长大，我们都受过很多人的伤害，所讲的话语被刺伤我们，是刺伤我们的。
But Apostle Paul, he doesn't say, oh, you poor old thing. I understand that you went through all that, so you can continue doing that.
但是使徒保罗没有说，哎呀，你真是可怜啊，你经过这些，你继续去做这些事。
No, he said, no, that is not how you should live. That is not the words that you need to speak.
但是使徒保罗说，不是的，你不是这样做的。你不是说这些话，污浊的话语的。
Because of mercy that God has given us, this undeserving mercy, because God has loved you so much.
因为神爱我们这么多，祂的慈爱这么大的。
You are to put off the old self.
你要脱去你从前旧人。
But put on the new.
将新人穿上。
And so he said, do not let any rotten talk come out of your mouth.
所以他讲到说，一切污浊的话语不可出口。
But the only words that should come out from believers is something that is helpful.
但我们要讲的要造就人的。
Something that builds up others according to their needs.
要帮助人，要造就人，要讲一些他们需要的听的话语。
So they may benefit those who listen.
所以讲的时候，听的人可以得到益处。
Over and over again, I'm amazed by the power of our words.
重复又重复的，我真的很惊讶这个神的话语。
We are made in God's image and God created the world through His word.
因为我们是跟着神的形象所做，神所做的世界是用祂的话语造成的。
And just like God, who has such a powerful authority and power through His word,
这个神的话语是很有能力的。
Being like God, we have been given the same authority and power that God has.
我们似上帝的，我们都有同样的 权能的。
And so, in Proverbs, it says this.
在箴言里面讲。
In Proverbs 18:21, it says, the tongue can bring death or life.
在箴言十八章二十一节，生命在舌头的权下。
In Proverbs 15:4, it says, "Gentle words are a tree of life, but a deceitful tongue crushes the spirit."
箴言十五章四节讲到，温良的舌是生命树，乖谬的嘴使人心碎。
In Proverbs 12:18, it says, "Some people make cutting remarks, but the words of the wise bring healing."
箴言十二章十八，说话浮躁的如刀刺人。智慧人的舌头却为医人的良药。
And so more than you can imagine,
超过我们想象的。
There's such power in the words that you speak.
你所讲的，你所出的话有很大的权能的。
It could either give life,
是赐生命的。
Or it could give death,
或者赐死亡的。
And so, because we have the authority and power with our words, don't you think we need to be very careful on how we speak?
因为我们讲话真的有权力的，所以我们真的要小心的。
I remember about 7 or 8 years ago,
在七八年前,
I was just overwhelmed with all the criticisms, negative words, just words that just give and words that take away life inside of me.
哇，好多人讲嘢都刺痛我嘅，系真系叫我好伤痛。
So much that I never thought what depression was.
我都呢度咁多嘅话语都使我真系有忧郁嘅时候。
But those words, even though it's just mere words that you cannot say, it was so hurtful.
有啲话真系好刺痛嘅心嘅。
Even though I was living, I was good as dead. Even though I was living, I was good as dead person.
啊，好似我都好似一个好好嘅人。
And so, I went back to Georgia and saw my dad.
咁我翻去乔治亚州见到我爸爸。
And the words that he spoke to me during that time when I was going through one of the darkest moments of my life.
在我最幽暗的时候，他讲一些话语。
Wow, he brought so much encouragement and healing and just motivation to live.
有很大的劝勉，有很大的鼓励。
And as I shared with you before, from that point on, my relationship with God, I mean, my relationship with God, yes, and my father just changed completely.
在那个时候，我同神嘅关系同我父亲嘅关系都有好大嘅转变。
I experienced the power of words in my family as well.
我经历到喺我嘅家庭里面神嗰个奇妙嘅话语。
My dad was very strict and he was not very expressive person with his words.
我个爸爸其实讲话系唔系好识讲嘅。
Yet in one day he came buying a flower for my mom and he said.Honey, thank you for marrying a guy like me.
Thank you for
marrying for a guy like me.
哦，咁佢爸爸买咗朵，摆咗啲花送俾佢妈妈，话多谢你啊，俾啊同我结婚，嫁俾我。
I know I gave you hard time, but I didn't really mean it.
我知道我以前真系俾过好多好唔好嘅时间行为。但我都唔系愿意做嘅。
I love you so much, and I'll try to be better husband.
我好爱你，我会成为一个更好嘅丈夫。
The next day, during breakfast, you know how Korean people when we eat, we have these banchan side dishes.
咁我第二日早上啦，哇！佢啲韩国人好多啲唔同嘅细嘅碟，一碟碟。
Usually we will have maybe two or three, you know, banchans.
咁通常咧都系三四碟嘅细嘅嘢。
But that morning we had about 15.
哇，嗰日有15碟嘅嘢食。
I told my dad, Dad, do it again.
叫爸爸喂，再做多几次啦，不如。
It was so life-giving to my mom, just speaking those words to her.
佢爸爸将即系赐生命嘅话语对佢妈妈讲。
It was mere words, but she felt really appreciated.
哇，妈妈真系好很欣赏呢啲话语。
For the sake of time, let me say what has been in my heart.
因为时间关系，我想讲我心里面嘅话。
The young ones, look, I want us to pay attention to our younger generation.
你们看看是留意我们这些年轻的人。
These kids, they grow up in such a competitive environment and hearing a lot of criticisms and negative words.
这些年轻人在一个很竞争性的环境里面长大。
So many of them, they have very low self-esteem and self-worth and self-value.
他们有些对自己都有些自卑的。
God's desire is that through the church,
神的想神的愿神愿意我们在教会里面
this new family of God,
这个神的家
whenever we see them, we want to encourage them.
当我们看到年轻人，我们多点鼓励他们
We want to speak life to them.
将赐生命的话语给他们
We want to speak words of motivation.
鼓励他们的
Because they're so bombarded with all the negative words.
因为他们常常听到的都是一些负面的话语。
Not only that, God wants us to, in our families, to speak life-giving words to our families.
在神的家里面，我们将赐生命的话对人说。
And God wants us to speak life-giving words to each other.
对彼此都是说赐生命的话语。
Words that have become so rare nowadays.
这些不是很通常的话语。
Through the Holy Church that God has established.
在这个神的家里面。
He wants us to hear from the church people these life-giving words. And through each and every one of us being the participants of giving life to others.
我们彼此是, 讲赐生命的话语。
And so, remembering that God has done this great work among us,
记得神是有好大的作为我当中。
Let's not screw it up. Let's not mess it up.
就唔好搞乱档，唔好拆毁佢。
But instead, let us build up others through our words.
让我哋用话语嚟彼此建立。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen.
Father God, continue to mold us and speak to us and transform us into the image of your Son, so that, Lord, every word that come out of our mouth will be good and beneficial. Something that will build up others instead of something that brings down others. Words that bring life into the hearts of the people. Lord, we desire to be a life-giving church, Lord. That, Lord, we want to be used by you to give life, impart life into the hearts and minds of the people. So God, may we be able to do that, Lord, in our families, in our church, especially to the younger generation. May we be like you and impart life into the hearts of people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.